Fred Film Radio, Vilnius International Film Festival, Lithuania.
Joining us at this time is Algirdas Ramaška, CEO at Vilnius Film Festival and Kino Pasavaris. We will be talking about this year's edition of the Vilnius International Film Festival in Lithuania, the 26th in its history, as well as an online offering. The fest also took place in a number of top-rate hotels throughout the Lithuanian capital in response to the coronavirus pandemic. We'll find out more about it momentarily. Algirdas, welcome to the show.
Hey.
So this is great because we're going to be talking about the Vilnius International Film Festival. Forgetting for the moment the madness of the current pandemic times, I wanted to start off by just asking you, what in your opinion makes Vilnius such a great venue for a major international film festival?
Well, the first place, I would say that I think the creativity and the passion of the team, how and why we are doing things, and how crazy we are for making the audience, for creating for audience an unforgettable experience, and especially of all of the pandemic situation was also a very big challenge for us, and we were desperately trying to find those physical experiences, so the people will not forget or would remember on why we are good at it, and what is the best in Vilnius Film Festival. So this is why the last year we managed to make this aero cinema in the airport drive-in cinema. This year we were working with the hotels, and we did this project, Holidays with the Film Festival, so the people could escape. So I think these kind of things, and in the future, you're going to see it more. Much more of that.
All right. So while we're talking about it, this initiative with the hotels is pretty interesting. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah. So this is what we were trying to find, the ways how to give the audience a little bit of relaxation. I don't know, a little bit of this escape plan from their pandemic reality, where we are all of us stuck. And also we wanted always, and we thought that the festival can be a very good tool and an option to help other industries like tourism sector. And we wanted to prove it to our municipality, for example. So this project was, I think, and this idea was the match made in heaven, that we can have a physical experience for our audience. The audience can escape from their pandemic reality and enjoy the relaxness and relax in the hotels and enjoy the restaurants, restaurant services. Even the restaurants are closed, and they had an opportunity to see all the film festival, Vilnius Film Festival films unlimited while they are staying at a hotel. So this was, and I think, and I know it was thousands of people who came and visited, and almost all of the nights in the hotels was sold out. And the hotels were extremely happy because during the pandemic, there's no tourists coming. So they were working like it was the heaviest tourism season. So I think it was like a very, very, very good project for all of us.
It was a very successful experiment.
Yes.
And I must say that it's one of the most interesting ways in which a festival has responded to the pandemic times. So obviously these have been troubling times. Last year, as you mentioned, the festival, the Vilnius Film Festival, was one of the first to be impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. But it responded in very creative ways. And this is just another way in which you guys show that you're pioneering reacting to these things. But I'm just wondering, were you at any point expecting to be able to hold a physical edition of the festival since last year's edition?
Yes, we were getting ready for the physical edition, and I think for any of the festival organizers, even to think about virtual edition, it hurts already because it's not the same and it's not the, I don't know, you don't see the audience, you don't see their emotions, you don't have the connection with them, and this is not the same, and we just can't wait to go for like to normal edition of the festival. And this year we were like second time in a row we were virtual, and to be honest, even if it was successful, keeping in mind in what conditions we are, but I wouldn't say that we will go third time for a virtual edition because it's just killing us.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to get to this normal edition and to see the audience, the real audience, and to see their eyes and emotions. And this is the payback that all of us appreciate the most. And this is why we do it, because this is the payback for our team, is to see the audience and to see how we can transform their lives with our films.
And just to give a better idea of the way the festival is structured, what are its competitions and what are some of its signature strands?
So this year we had 59 features and 44 shorts. Usually in the normal edition, we had like more than 100 features and also like about 50 shorts. But this year we wanted to go more deep. I don't know, to work better on a lower scale of the films, but to make sure that all of them will find their audience, because the audience also dropped a bit during this virtual festival, comparing with the normal festival that we had. Talking about the programs, so we have a competition program that we are very proud about. It's debuting European, it's a competition of European debuts. So we have European debuting directors films, and every year we have like 10 films in competition. And this year we had a very, very strong competition, which we are very proud about. And also we have a wide selection of the films that was presented in other festivals in the different sections, which is festivals. It's like Panorama, it's Critics' Choice, it's Masters. And we have also short competition, short films competition, and shorts should be made from European directors and who still don't have the feature film made yet. So it's a lot about things that we screen at the festival. It talks about the young talents, new talents that we're trying to discover. This is all of it. It's in a one strategy, talking about the industry event, the Meeting Point Vilnius, that will start in April 14th, where we have Talent Nest, we have the pitchings of the projects that also are from debuting directors. And this goes like from industry event to the festival competition programs. And we also have the distribution company that we are distributing the first films from the directors in Lithuania, not only international ones, but also we trying to help and to promote young talents and new directors from Lithuania. And we have a lot of very successful cases with that.
This is a question that has just occurred to me as well, because in the introduction, you mentioned that you'd like for audiences to have a good experience at the festival always when they attend. Do you feel that in the 26 years of the festival, there has also been a project of audience development in Vilnius, but also for the entire country?
It was huge. I remember how we started, and when I joined the festival, maybe 16, 18 years ago. So, and how we developed the audience through all of these years. And since we had last, like in a normal festival, 2019, we had 126,000 admissions, and we expanded our activities and screenings of these films, not only in Vilnius city, but in other cities, since the country is very small in general. It's just 3 million people in general. So we have a screening in screening films in different cities, and we were, our goal was to make it available to audiences where they, you know, wherever they are. So everyone in the country could just literally see the films that we screen, even because we promote them national wide. And it was huge development of the audience. But for the future, I believe, and also because of the pandemic, the strategy will change a bit, and probably we will go not for the quantity to have even more audience, but we will go to the quality of the experience and what we can offer for the audience and what we can offer for the tourists who will come to Vilnius Film Festival. What kind of exceptional experience we can offer, and what kind of creative experience we can offer. For example, watching a film, a classical film, in the opera, in a very beautiful atmosphere, and with a live orchestra, or maybe to see, I don't know, a film Annette by Leo Carax, and later on to go and see the live performance of Sparks. So something talking about this, but also working with other cultural, you know, like dancing performances with other artists, what we can create and perform to expand the experience of watching film. Basically, this is what we are thinking about.
To return to this year's edition, Algirdas, would you be able to tell us about some of the films that won this year?
Of course. So the Grit film that won the two awards in the competition for the best actress and for the best film in the debuting competition, which was very, very, very nice. And it's by Itonia Sommer Kuternesmen, a film Grit. That was, and the Birgit Larsen, who won the Best Actress Award. So this is one of the biggest winner. Also, we were very proud that the Lithuanian title that was premiered in our festival won the Fibrisi Award. It's The People We Know Are Confused by Tomas Mulkis. And this is something that made us proud as Lithuanians. And also, it was one of the audience favorite award. It's an audience award went to Jasmilas Banič, Oscar-nominated Quo Vadis Aida, which just I think was one of the biggest hits watched by the audience. And also, I can mention just few of the films that became the hit
sure.
in our festival. So it was The Big Hit, the French comedy film. And I would say that Radu Jude film.
But is it Bad Luck Banging and Loony Porn?
Yes.
The improbably titled Bad Luck Banging and Loony Porn, I would add.
Because I was mentioning this name so many times in Lithuanian just now. Literally, I forgot the English translation. But this is the Golden Bear winner. And it was fun to have this year in the festival two Golden Bears winners, because we opened the festival with There Is No Evil of Mohamed Rasoulouf. Film, And we also had Rada Judo film. So this year we had like two golden bears in the festival program.
Excellent. All right, Algirdas, I think we gave an interesting portrait of what the Vilnius International Film Festival was this year. And I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it. Again, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.